Hello everyone, this is Roger Pipe from RogerViews.com. We are continuing on our series of podcasts revolving around the 2012 Adult Video News Awards. AVN Awards will be announced in about 2 weeks. I am one of the voters, and we're going through each category, or most of the categories, and kind of highlighting some of the best of the categories. Sometimes giving away some votes, not usually though, just sort of some hints maybe. Pretty simple stuff. Lots of categories, slotted 1 through 15 is the most so far, and I just have to reorganize them. It's a nice little system. You just slide things up and down. It takes a while, though. I believe this is our 7th, so we're well over an hour of just talking about the voting, so you can imagine how many hours it's actually taking. Not to mention how long I've spent watching some of the movies. Doing this has really helped me, by the way. I've been able to go back and see some of the ones that I had missed or thought that I didn't have in the box, found them. I also thank you for the comments. Email Roger at RogerViews.com or just comment on the site. Leave any sort of comment you want. If you disagree, if you agree, love to hear it all. Thanks again for all the comments and questions, and I will try and address them as we go. Let's get on with it. Best feature. And these, by the way, the first several I've already voted. I'm going to kind of go over the list a little bit and kind of show you the top of my ballot. It's not time for NCAAs yet, is it? And then we'll do one of the bigger categories from the bottom of the list live to kind of discuss it off the cuff, because that apparently is working. Some of you like it. I'm feeling better today. Thank you for commenting again how crappy I sound with a cold. Best feature. This is a non-parody feature, so these are the original dramas, since we had best comedy. Some of the bigger ones, Pervert, Paul Thomas's Exile Films is on there. Some of the new sensations romance titles, like Dear Abby, A Little Part of Me, those all came from there. Savannah Sampson is the masseuse. Some of the bigger ones, of course, Sam Haynes' Horizon from Wicked was a big deal. Assassins from Digital Playground. Now, my Killer Bodies, also from Adam and Eve, was a very good movie. Sort of a cool format, too. You can sort of pick your own adventure, so you can have a couple different movies. My top three, though, in no particular order, Fighters from Digital Playground, good sex, great cast, good story, excellent, well-made movie. Portrait of a Call Girl from Elegant Angel, I talked about in the last one. It's just such a great viewing experience that even if the sex isn't maybe for you, the story's fairly minimal, but it's a great visual experience. It made it for a great thing. And then Runaway. When I saw Runaway from Vivid, first time I thought was, this has it all. It has good sex, it has a great story, good acting. It's going to be nominated, and it's one of my top three. Okay, we did not do Best Fetish Product. I haven't received the product, so I'm not going to vote on those. I don't know what we're talking about there. Best Foreign All-Sex Release. You know, this is where it starts to get really sort of almost too finely split. I understand why we have to do it, but it's difficult to differentiate. If you want a non-American foreign all-sex release, take a look at Rocco's Dirty Teens from Rocco Siffredi. Also, Christoph Meets the Angels. There'll be a review on Roger Views probably before this podcast even goes up, because the review is ready to go. And then Whorehouse from Harmony I really liked also. Best foreign all-sex feature. Young Harlots from Harmony Films is one of my favorite series from the past couple years. Nice, you know, English schoolgirl looks to it. Also, Teen Japan from Third World I like, and Rocco's POV is excellent. One of my favorite titles, Mom and Dad Are Fucking My Friends from Doghouse. Pretty damn funny. Best Foreign Feature. Mostly it's Dorcel stuff, Rich Little Bitch, Mademoiselle de Paris, Bangkok Connection, things like that. I did like Mission As Possible from Private. Still really enjoy Private. Best Girl-Girl Sex Scene. We did Best Boy-Girl yesterday. I think one of my favorites from Prison Girls, Lily LeBeau and Bobby Starr. Very good. Also, Jenna Hayes and Jelena Jensen from Naturally Gifted Breast in Class. Tori Black and Tegan Presley from Killer Bodies. Wow. And then from the Flintstones, Brooke Lee Adams and Hilary Scott, if for no other reason than to hear Brooke Lee Adams giggle like Betty Rubble, and to see Hilary Scott back at least temporarily. Best Gonzo Release, another of my favorite categories. There's some really good stuff here, including Shane's World 42, which I really liked. Joanna Angel and James Dean's Summer Vacation was really good. Dangerous Curves from Jules Jordan. Sex on the Streets from Axel Braun and Vivid. Very original, very, very hot. Really enjoyed that one. Up at the top of the ballot, Sex Appeal from Elegant Angel. Jerk Off Material 6 from Mike John, and Beach Patrol 2, Jules Jordan. Those are the three I would recommend you check out, although there's certainly some other good ones as well. Best Gonzo Series, Street Vendors and Innocent Until Proven Filthy, by both from Eric Everhard, are on the list. Also Immoral Productions, Wheel of Debauchery, and Come Hunters. Raw from Manuel Ferrara, Every Last Drop from Bang Productions, and the Amy Fisher series from Dream Zone. Interesting choice there. I think those are pretty good movies, the Amy Fisher movies, by the way. Everhard's Innocent Until Proven Filthy, I think, is the better of the two series from him. Definitely worth checking out. Best group sex scene. There's a bunch of them, and there's orgies from the XXX Championship. There's orgies from Rocky Horror Picture Show. There is the Superman villains with Lois Lane scene from Superman XXX with Andy Sandimas. Totally, totally hot. Three from the Gang Banged series. Naomi Banks is hardcore. Had Naomi Banks taking on several guys. Gang Banged 1, Bobby Starr's Gang Bang, was on there. Gang Bang 2, the Jaden James. My favorite of the three, and definitely one of the top, gotta check out Dana De Armand's Gang Bang from Gang Bang 2. Totally hot. Very underrated performer. Definitely deserves a lot of credit. Also on this list, Asa Akira is Insatiable 2. Asa's Gang Bang. Very good. And then Top Guns and Babysitters from Digital Playground had the requisite end of the movie whole cast gangbang that they always throw out there. The one from Top Guns was pretty great because it had Tommy Gunn as the one lucky guy. Best internal release. Internals are not my favorite, but there were some good ones here, including Tokyo Cream Puffs 9 and Internal Damnations 4 from Jules Jordan. Now, best interracial release. Again, you pulled... The problem here is you pull the interracials from the Gonzo or All Sex, and you sort of set them apart, which, you know, some people aren't going to like. I like that it gives recognition to some stuff, because, you know, some of these might not get nominated otherwise. But some stuff that did not make the list, but excellent, excellent movies, include White Mamas 3 from Elegant Angel, Kimberly Kane's Blackmailed from Vivid, Housewives Gone Black 12 from West Coast, 13 just came out, by the way. Phenomenal movie. Heavy Metal 9 from Rosebud. Black Shack 2 from Bluebird. Once You Go Black, You Never Go Back 6 also did not make my top 3, but just barely. My top 3 racially... my top 3 in sort of order. Racially Motivated 3 and Lex the Impaler 7 are excellent movies, but to me this year, Lex the Impaler 6 might be one of the best movies all year, period. Take away the categories. It's just that damn good. So... we've got Best Lingerie or Apparel Company. I don't do any lingerie reviewing. Best Makeup. Rocky Horror Picture Show was fantastic. I don't see how anybody beats that. The St. Lady Gaga parody was also very good, as was The Incredible Hulk. But I think Rocky Horror probably deserves winning that one. Best Male Newcomer. Xander Corvus, Ryan McClain, Brendan Miller, Giovanni Francesco, Bruce Venture, and Richie. I think Xander Corvus is kind of the clear winner here. From Spider-Man to... countless movies, he was really, really good. Kind of tough to argue, I think. I mean, you can, but, you know, you're going to get a good argument. Best membership site, there's some, you know, some that you would expect. Evil Angel, Elegant Angel, Burning Angel, Wicked Pictures, Vivid, Hustler, Reality Kings, Brazzers, Elegant Angel. You know, rather than me telling you who I voted for, I just like, if anybody's a member of any of these sites... you know, put a comment down below this blog and tell me what you think the best are. If you sign up, let me know. I think we're going to keep tallies of membership sites this year to see what the most popular one is. Checking time here. Okay, just about time to go to a live one, but let's go. Best MILF release. Season Player 16 from Tom Byron was excellent. Manuel Ferrara is a MILF whore, also excellent. Cougars Take It Black from Wicked was fun. Dana De Armand's in that one. MILF's Like a Black 9 from Brazzers, also good. Best MILF series, I love the Season Player series from Tom Byron. Just good sex featuring cougar women. MILF's Like It Big from Brazzers is fun. My Friend's Hot Mom from Naughty America, one of the original series and still one of the best. I enjoyed that. And that does it for categories I voted. So now we go down to the big ones here at the bottom. And... I don't know if I want to do the... All right, let's do Clever Title of the Year. We'll do that one live. Asian Noodle Slurpers, Beggin' for a Peggin', Bust a Nut or Die Tryin', Faces Loaded, My Booty is My Duty, or His Booty is My Duty, I Can't Believe I Fucked a Zombie, I want to make your mouth pregnant. It ain't going to suck itself. Japanese fur burgers, load almighty. My ex-girlfriend is a slut. Roll me a fatty. Say hi to your mother for me. Sweaty college girl butt stinking panties. And a view to a gape. Wow. How do we pick one here? I love this category, by the way. I think it's a lot of fun. And we get to sort of... I think I want to make your mouth pregnant. Or I think that's my favorite title here. Also like Roll Me a Fatty. That's really funny. And I'll figure out a third one to go at the top of the thing. But that's it. We're out of time. I'm Roger Pipe from RogerViews.com. Comment down below or drop me an email, Roger@RogerViews.com. Good, bad, or otherwise, I am open to all comments. Please let me know what you think. We'll continue to do these. And eventually we'll get off the AVN voting and start regular podcasting. So if you have some topics you would like to hear discussed, please let me know. Thank you. Thank you also to our sponsors, especially DVD Empire. Please check them out. Bye.